Apple rolls out its safe driving feature. Spotify shakes up its board of directors. The Trump administration might kill the new startup visa and more. It's Thursday, June 22nd, and this is Crunch Report. With the release of iOS 11's latest beta, testers can now get their hands on one of the new mobile operating system's most important features, namely the Do Not Disturb While Driving mode. The feature was announced in June at Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference with the goal of combating the dangerous practice of texting from behind the wheel, something we're probably all guilty of, while also switching off some of the other alerts that entice people to look at their phones while driving. When it's active, Do Not Disturb While Driving will be able to tell if you're in a car when your phone is connected to the car's USB connection or Bluetooth. Though, to be clear, it's not completely shutting your phone down. You can still access CarPlay and navigation, for example. Sean Parker, the Napster co-founder, who was also involved early on at Facebook, has left Spotify's board of directors, as has Klaus Hommels. Parker helped Spotify negotiate its initial deals with the music labels and to launch in the United States. So why the shift? The streaming music company seems to be preparing for an IPO, and it's named four new board members at the same time. Former Cisco CTO Pad Masri-Warrior, former Disney executive Thomas Staggs, former YouTube executive Shishir Mehrotra, and investor Christina Stenbeck. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that the Trump administration may rescind or indefinitely delay the International Entrepreneur Rule, which is widely regarded as the U.S. version of a startup visa. The rule was set into motion by the Obama administration just 3 days before the former president left office, and it's set to go into effect on July 17th. According to an official who spoke with the San Francisco Chronicle, the Department of Homeland Security intends to push the date the rule would become active into 2018 while it works on withdrawing the rule in a more permanent way. Facebook has announced a new pilot program in India that's designed to protect users who are concerned about other people gaining access to their profile image. The new PhotoGuard feature has a range of safety measures that include preventing other users from downloading a person's profile pic or sharing it with others. It also prevents other users from tagging other people in your profile pic, and it prevents other users from taking screenshots of your profile, although initially that last part is limited to the Facebook Android app. Facebook says it hopes to expand this feature to other countries soon. China's top dating app, Tantan, has raised $70 million in new funding as it explores monetizing its business for the first time and overseas expansion options. Tantan, which is kind of like China's version of Tinder, is 3 years old, and it says it has 60 million validated users, with 6 million of them active every day. Apparently, it's marketed aggressively to female users, resulting in a 60-40 male-to-female ratio. Not bad, I guess. Tantan will focus on making money via membership services. As for its global expansion, the company says it's looking at other countries in Asia for now, though it's not releasing any specific plans yet. That's the report for today. I'm Anthony Ha, filling in for your regular host Tito Hamzy, who's traveling to a TechCrunch event in Tel Aviv. Crunch Report airs every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TechCrunch.com. You can also find us on iTunes and on YouTube. We'll see you tomorrow.